Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 22nd of March. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Everything Zaslow Show 2.0. It's possible because of Anajar and Levine's support. And if you've been in an accident, they're ready to put their skills to work and support you. Whatever the accident was, you deserve compensation. If it wasn't your fault, you're dealing with a personal injury. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Glad to have you here with us today. It is a Friday. We did it, everybody. We made it to the end of the week. We got the tournament in full swing. A couple good games. We'll go over it, of course. We do a lot of tournament stuff today, but not a ton of madness. But you know what that means. You know how this goes. If we didn't get a lot of madness on the first day, you're going to get the madness on the next day. It doubles up then on the madness if you didn't get enough of it on Thursday. The tournament never fails. I remember those 1 years when I was in college, and you go in with that attitude. And Thursday, there was no madness. So we were prepared for all the madness on Friday. Friday, no madness. It was like, what the fuck? Where is all the madness? And then Saturday and Sunday was bananas. So the tournament, the madness always balances out. So you're going to get a ton of madness. After yesterday, you didn't have a lot. You got a lot of it in store for you today. Don't you worry your pretty little face about that. So we're going to do plenty of that today. We'll go over the tournament last night, by the way. Anyone who was hanging out with me, I hosted game night on ESPN Radio. We were wall-to-wall hosted with Miami Dolphins, ESPN NFL Nation reporter, Marcel Louis-Jacques. I mean, we did no Dolphins. We really did. I forced him to give me some kind of update on the Dolphins late in the show, just so we could talk a little bit about it for like 30 seconds. Otherwise, we were wall-to-wall NCAA tournament. Of course, tonight, I'm hosting game night again. I hope you guys will hang out with me. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., Q Myers is back, ESPN Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 80, or on locally, 106.3 FM, ESPN West Palm. I hope you guys listen. The tournament, it's here, we're all involved with it, and Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season, with the best bracket contest out there, odds, lines, info on every game, and every round, right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. You can even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to the BetOnline today. Get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right, so here's what I want to get to first. It's Friday, so you know I'm going to tell you what the big games are and what the not big games are. I'll tell you what else. We didn't do mailbag yesterday. Got a few mailbag questions we got to get to today. We will do that. Also, we haven't done this in a couple of months. We got some good stuff out there. I know it's the tournament this weekend, but if you have to squeeze in some family time somewhere, I'm going to tell you if it's a big movie or not a big movie. We haven't done it in a long time. So there's a bunch of movies to keep up with. So we're going to get to that as well. We're going to have a fun show today. But let's start out with what happened last night. All right, so you know we like to get you caught up on the things that may have happened last night. As far as the association goes, look, I was dialed into the tournament yesterday. But as far as the NBA goes, I don't think anything really stood out. I mean, you had Denver who beat New York 113-100. Orlando beat New Orleans 121-106. That's really the only thing that stood out yesterday. And the Orlando win. Orlando's rolling right now, by the way. New Orleans, Brandon Ingram hyperextended his knee. Two things with that. He's going to miss at least 2 weeks. Also, as far as the Heat go, the Heat are hosting New Orleans tonight. So, a shorthanded Pelicans club. No Brandon Ingram tonight. And the Heat are coming off a good win against Cleveland. Who's going to play for the Heat tonight? Who the hell knows? You never know who's in the lineup for the Heat. So, you'll wait till about 90 minutes before game time tonight. You'll find out who exactly is in the game. But the Heat looking for back-to-back wins back home tonight against the New Orleans Pelicans. So, we'll see how that goes. Now, the big stuff as far as what happened last night. The tournament. Yesterday was not a good day of basketball for the tournament. Games were lousy. Way in the evening, the last four games of the night, they gave you a little something. But throughout the day, these games were terrible. A lot of chalk and blowouts. This was not good basketball yesterday. Which is why I told you, the tournament, the madness, it always evens out. So, we'll see what the tournament delivers for us today. We had three good games yesterday, all right? Dayton beats Nevada 63-60. The 7 seed survives. Dayton was down by 17 early in the second half. They come storming back. That was a fun finish. Duquesne, you have an 11 seed that knocks off BYU 71-67. That was a very good game as well. Duquesne was one of three double-digit seeds that get the upsets yesterday in advance. And the other good game yesterday, like I said, really only three good games. Although, Washington State-Drake was a good game too. But Kansas survives past Samford, 93-89. Samford was down by 22. They come storming back. They got within one at one point. They actually had a chance of the three to tie the game as well late. Now, the big sequence of the game, so it is a one-point game. It is, what was the score? Was it 90-89, I think it was? It was a one-point game, and KU's inbound to the basketball. The guy breaks loose in the full court all by himself. There's only seconds remaining, and he's going to dunk it to go up by three. Now, you may say, hey, why would you dunk it there? Just run out the clock. Well, if you're up by one, you dunk it, you go up three. I'd rather have a clear breakaway dunk than have to go to the free throw line with a few seconds left to make both to go up by three. So I don't have a problem with the kid trying to go up and dunk it. But the kid from Samford blocks it from behind, clean as day. And the official, I mean, you think NBA officials are bad. The official totally blows the call, calls a foul. You can see the replays. I don't understand the way the replay system works in college. Like, they were reviewing something. I don't know what they're reviewing if they're not reviewing to see if that was a clean block, which it was. Kid goes to the free throw line. He knocks them both down. I mean, Samford had one more chance. They couldn't hit the three. KU survives 93-89. Hunter Dickinson, who was questionable for the game anyway, had a monster game. So, excellent job by KU surviving there. Samford so close to pulling the upset. So, you had four good games yesterday. Two other games that were big-time upsets, all right? You had Oregon, 87-73 over South Carolina, 11 seed, and number 14, Oakland. Oakland University knocks off Kentucky, 80-76. There's a couple of fun stories with this Oakland team. So, those are your three double-digit seeds that advanced yesterday. Duquesne, Oregon, Oakland. The Oakland situation is a massive story because, now look, late in the game, Oakland is ahead. It looks like they're going to advance. And you can see one tournament win all time. And then when the game ends, first time ever advancing to the second round of the tournament. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up one second here. All right, so you're telling me they won one of the play-in games, which back then, 2005, was called a preliminary round game. I'm sorry, that's false advertising. If you say that Oakland has won a tournament game before, you can't then follow it up with first time ever advancing to the second round. If you win one of those opening round games, that is not a tournament win. The NCAA wants to count as a tournament win. That is not a tournament win. That's you fooled me, all right? If you win in the tournament, you've been in the second round. If you win in one of those playing games, you're getting into the tournament. So they fooled me there. This is really the first ever tournament win for Oakland, as they've now advanced to the second round for the very first time ever. You know, in the NBA, for instance, this year, if it's the Lakers and Warriors in the play-in game, if one of those teams, a 9-10, they win, and then they win again, and they clinch the 8th seed, does that mean that they won a playoff series? Does that mean they even won a playoff game? No. They qualified for the playoffs. Winning the play-in, you qualify for the postseason. That doesn't mean you won a playoff game. Same thing with the NCAA here. If you win one of those first four games, you did not win a tournament game. I mean, in the tournament, if you're a 16, you don't get to face another 16. If you win in the first four, that means you didn't win a tournament game. You qualify now for the tournament. Very tricky. So Oakland wins, and there are some fun stories going on with that Oakland team, because Trey Townsend, who's like one of their best players, I guess. I'm not going to tell you that I'm an expert in college basketball, but look, like last night, I'm doing game night on ESPN Radio. I'm so much more informed in the college basketball than I was a month ago, because I've had to cover this kind of stuff. And last night, we actually had Trey Townsend on the show after the game last night. Great talk. Let me tell you something. I'll let you behind the scenes for a second here. I'm going to let you behind the curtain. When you're doing these shows and they tell you, hey, we have so-and-so from so-and-so team, like, we had a kid from Gonzaga on the show yesterday. We had a kid from Iowa State on the show yesterday. We had a kid from Oakland on the show yesterday. And I'm like, oh, please let them be a good talker. Because if they come on and they're awful talkers, you can barely understand them. They give you 5-second answers. And we're on live radio. That could be tedious. These kids we had on the show last night were great talkers. That was fun. So Trey Townsend we actually had on the show yesterday. But Trey Townsend's father was one of the very first recruits for this coach, Greg Campy, who's been there for like 1,000 years at Oakland University. So on top of that, not only is he like a legacy, but his father is a photog. So his father is on the floor photographing the entire game. How does the father keep his composure when the son is starring and Oakland's about to win their first ever tournament game? How does the son not turn to his dad throughout the game, like, give him a thumbs up or smile or wave? By the way, such a good son. Such a cool story. So that's the kind of stuff, even though the games were not good yesterday, that's the kind of stuff you're looking for out of this tournament. At least give me the good stories. Now, this was a good game. It was a very good game, which is now followed by all the talk surrounding Calipari. Excuse me. That's right. So Calipari, Lexington, Kentucky, they are very angry with John Calipari. That's a major topic of conversation right now. You know what else a major topic of conversation right now before I get back to Calipari? All the things going on at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru right now. That's right. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, there's a lot to love this month with incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. Right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payments for 3 months, and make zero security deposit. I mean, what are we talking about here? At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they promise to provide customers an exceptional experience at their brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. It's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. And with an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles, they come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Right now, You could check out their entire inventory from the comfort of your own home. Go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know, with an experience you'll love. Now, how are we going to enjoy the games this weekend? All throughout the weekend. You know how we do. That's right. In the Zaslow Mansion family room on the couch, I got an ice-cold Johnny Cube on my hand. I'm sitting there in my underwear. I'm super comfortable. I'm drinking responsibly, and I love Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. I love when you guys are trying Johnny Cuba for the first time, and you send me a picture or video, that first pour. Make sure it's not a lot of foam. That's amateur hour stuff. But you send me a video, you send me a picture, you're enjoying an ice-cold Johnny Cuba. I then put it on my Instagram. My man Juan, he loves to see that. I love seeing it. You become famous because I'm an influencer, obviously, on Instagram. Go pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba yourself. Official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. European roots with that Caribbean soul. Go pick up a six-pack your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra. Stay tranquilo. So, Oakland's a really cool story. We're going to be watching and rooting for them now. Calipari, though, is the biggest story of the day yesterday. I mean, he had no problem throwing his kids under the bus. Oh, my God. You know, freshmen making mistakes, all that. Listen, Cal, those are the kids you recruit. Like, we've been doing this forever. And this is why you got some older teams like Oakland that'll have success sometimes against teams like Kentucky, where you have 18-year-old freshmen going up against 22 or 23-year-old fifth-year seniors. That's a major difference in age. When you're my age, as someone who's 4 years older or younger than you, that's no big deal. When you're 18 years old and you're going up against someone who's 4 years older than you, that's a very big deal. And then you got John Calipari yesterday, who's throwing the freshmen under the bus, when the fact of the matter is, Coach Cal, this is the way you've been recruiting for years. Like, maybe it's time to shake it up a little bit. Let's get some older kids. Hit up that transfer portal. Get some of the third-year kids, fourth-year kids, fifth-year kids. You can't go blaming the freshmen for making mistakes when that's the way you've been recruiting for all these years. So, you got the folks there in Lexington, Kentucky, who are very, very angry right now with Coach Cal. And as crazy as it sounds, like, I started my show last night on Game Night on ESPN Radio, and I'm wondering, is it possible that Coach Cal, like, are people going to talk about Coach Cal maybe getting fired? Now, he's got a 30-some-odd million-dollar buyout, but like, we had Myron Metcalf on the show last night. He thinks they're talking about it. I mean, some people in Lexington are going to be calling for Coach Cal to be fired. So, this is a really big deal, and you likely got a lot of reflection going on here with Coach Cal as far as the way he recruits and the... Because it's weird, right? Like, he has two responsibilities. He has a responsibility to the school to win championships, which Kentucky has lost in the first round four of their last five appearances. And one time in that span, they didn't even make the tournament. This year, they lost to a 14. 2 years ago, they lost to a 15. And he has two responsibilities. The school will tell him, we're paying you to get the school championships. But he also feels a responsibility, very likely, to the student athletes, who he says, come play for me at Kentucky, I'll get you into the NBA lottery. Calipari has been a much better recruiter and has been much better at getting the student athletes where they want to go than he has been good to Kentucky, if that makes sense what I'm saying. Kentucky will tell him, you have one responsibility, and that is to win championships here. But Coach Cal will likely tell you, I got two responsibilities. I got that for my employer, and also the commitment and the promises that I make these student athletes to do what's best for them. So, they're, like, you're in a, what's it called? Like, he's in the crosshairs, essentially, of what his responsibility is supposed to be. So, that's an interesting situation to monitor going forward. By the way, Oakland last night, the big star of the game, this Jack Golkey, who was a Division II transfer, comes off the bench 10 for 20 from three to help lead Oakland to that victory over Kentucky. Why am I bringing that? First of all, this kid Golkey, on the season, has attempted 335 shots. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. He's attempted 335 shots. All but 8 have been 3-pointers. Last night, he was 10 for 20 from the floor. All of his attempts were 3. On the season, 335 attempts from the floor, all except for 8 have been from 3-point range. That's wild. And here's the thing. He's going to be on the Miami Heat next year. Yup. That kid is so Miami Heat. If you think Duncan Robinson was someone who they identified at Michigan as someone who is undervalued, who they could bring in and mold into their type of guy, this kid is already a much better shooter than Duncan Robinson was at that point in his career. This kid, Jack Golkey, I don't know how they wind up getting him. I don't think the Heat have a second-round pick. You're not going to use a first-round pick. Undrafted free agent. This kid, Golkey, who hits 10 of 20 from 3 off the bench last night, who nobody heard of before yesterday, he'll be on the Miami Heat next year. You'll see. I'm on the record. Bookmark this. Do whatever you got to do to remember. That's a Heat culture guy right there. So, I'm excited. I'm excited for today with the tournament. All right, and finally, so I gave you some good games that we had yesterday. I gave you the upsets that we had yesterday, and you had one truly terrible yesterday, and that was number 7, Texas, beating Colorado State 56-44. Colorado State scored 11 points in the first half. I mean, 11 points in the first half. Virginia's men's basketball team was watching the first half of that game and said, this shit is terrible. We got to turn it off. 11 points in the first half for Colorado State. So that's everything that took place yesterday. Like I told you, there was a lot of bad basketball yesterday. It was mostly chalk, and most of the chalk were blowouts as well. Hopefully today gives us a lot in the way of excitement. FAU is playing early today. University of Florida, are those games going to be in big game or not a big game? I don't know. I'm not going to spoil it for you, all right? First, though, before we get to all of that, guys, you know I've been telling you the way that I get the best sleep of my life, right? Last night, I wind up finishing up doing game night on ESPN Radio at 1 a.m. And I'm tired, you know, but I'm not going to be able to fall asleep right away. At least I don't think so. Well, what happens is I lay down, I put my head on my sheets and giggles, a eucalyptus pillow. I'm out in minutes. I'm getting the best sleep of my life ever since Sheets and Giggles jumped aboard Zaslow Show 2.0. Now, you may be saying to yourself, Zaslow, how do I get my hands on the softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets around? I'm going to tell you, it's so easy. Go to SheetsGiggles.com, SheetsGiggles.com, and use promo code Zaslow if this is your first time ever ordering from Sheets and Giggles, and you'll get 20% off your first order. You looking for a new mattress? Hey, mattresses made from the wood from eucalyptus trees. Mattresses can be expensive, but if this is your first order at SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow. You'll get 20% off that mattress. I got the comforter, I got the bed sheets, the fitted sheets, the blankets, the pillowcases, and now we sleep like babies in the Zaslow mansion, and you will too. You're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. SheetsGiggles.com. Promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. Panthers last night. Boy, that was frustrating. You know, like, I'm getting ready for my show last night, and I never turn the Panthers off. Never have to turn the Panthers off because, A, you always feel like they're never going to be out of a game. They can always come back. And, B, they're rarely down 3 goals. They lose last night to the Nashville Predators 3-0. And with, like, 2.5 minutes left in the game, they went down, or maybe, like, 3 minutes left in the game, they went down 3-0. I turned that shit off. I was really frustrated. And Bobrovsky was really good yesterday. That was a frustrating game. They did not play well. Panthers lost 3 in a row now. They did not play well last night. The game against Tampa Bay, they thoroughly outplayed the Lightning. They got unlucky. They lost that game 5-3. And then, of course, they got their ass kicked before that 4-0 to the Hurricanes. And it's not like the schedule gets any easier right now because tomorrow they're at the Rangers. So, now the last... Excuse me. The last time that the Panthers were at the Rangers, it was that stretch where they were also at Vegas and they had lost 4 in a row. And then the Panthers responded by winning like 9 straight games. Now they're a little injury riddled right now. Barkov missed yesterday. We know Ekblad is out right now. You don't want to go into the playoffs slumping, all right? 3-game losing streak. They're not first anymore. They're not first in the Atlantic anymore either. Forget about the East. 3-game losing streak. Not what you're looking for right now. So the Panthers, let's go. Let's get back on track tomorrow. You know, I was explaining last night, I'm doing the show with, you know, Dolphins ESPN NFL Nation reporter Marcel Louis-Jacques, and he's significantly younger than me, and I'm explaining to him. I'm like, you know, the tournament, it's a lot different now than it used to be from a viewing experience. You know, when I was in school, you got the one game. Now, depending on where you are, what your region is, you got the one game. It's on CBS, right? Whatever the game is they're giving you, that's your game. And you got the scores on the, you know, on the top of the screen. You can keep track of the other games that are going on. And when there was madness, when a game was tight down the stretch, they would flip to the game. They would take you to it. Like, you wouldn't miss any of the madness finishes. You wouldn't miss any of the great endings. But you had your one game, and then you were at the, you know, the mercy of the network to take you to the other games. And you know what? It was fine. Like, you were able to buy the package if you wanted, but it was expensive, and you didn't really need it because you got the one game, and they took you to all the madness. You really wouldn't miss anything. I mean, think about how different it is now. We get every single game. You got 4 games usually going on at once. CBS, TNT, True TV, TBS. You never miss anything. You could watch any game you want. Well, if it's, and we don't have to pay for it. Well, I mean, you're paying for cable, you know, but you don't have to pay extra for it. It was not always like this. All right. You guys know what, hey, you've been waiting long enough. Hey, you're probably saying to yourself, Zaslow, come on. I gotta know. Is it a big game? Or is it not a big game? Big game or not a big game? Every Friday, I'm not gonna leave you guys hanging. I'm going to let you know what we got to spend our time on, all right? Our time is finite. It's not unlimited. So I'm going to help you out here, and we're going to get things started with today. Now, I'm not going to give you the FAU game because you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now in the future. And this may be during the FAU game, or it may be after, like, you may already know FAU won. I don't know. So I'm leaving that off the board here. We're going to start out with today, 4:30. TBS, Colorado Buffaloes, Florida Gators, number 7 versus number 10, Colorado. They didn't win a tournament game yet. They were in the first 4 playing, and now they get to face the Florida Gators, an offensive juggernaut, a team that a lot of the experts think can make a deep run. I'm dialed into this game. Colorado versus Florida, first round action. That's a big game. Yes. Tonight, 8 p.m., Bally Sports Sun, New Orleans Pelicans at your Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler returned after a couple-game absence with the win in Cleveland. He had 30. The Heat with a great performance, especially in the fourth quarter. Terry Rozier. I would expect Bam Adebayo back in the lineup here. The Heat right now at 38-31, a half game back of number 6 Indiana. New Orleans, they're without Brandon Ingram for the next couple of weeks. They currently sit 42-27. They're 5th in the Western Conference. This is a tough matchup, especially because Zion has been awesome this year. Pelicans at Heat. That's a big game. That's, you know it. All right, everybody calm down. Tomorrow, Saturday, 2 p.m. Apple Plus. Inter Miami at New York Red Bulls. Inter Miami right now leading all of MLS and the Eastern Conference. They are 3-1-1 in 6th place right now are New York Red Bulls. They are 2-1-1. So this should be a fun matchup. It's in New York. Is Messi going to play? My guess would be no. Now, they didn't play during the week, and Messi missed the game last weekend in the win at DC United. Next up for Inter Miami, they play next weekend. So if Messi weren't to play tomorrow, he's got a lot of time in between games. I don't know. Obviously, the folks in New York, I'm sure they paid a ton of money for those tickets. They're wondering if Messi's going to play. That's a bad beat, obviously. Tomorrow, Inter Miami at New York Red Bulls. Not a big game. If I don't know that Messi's playing or not, and we got the tournament going on at the same time, Inter Miami's not a big game then. I'm sorry. I mean, you know I'm an inaugural season ticket holder, right? All right. Saturday, 8 p.m. ABC. Florida Panthers at New York Rangers. That's right. This is an ABC exclusive game. The Panthers, legit national TV. Not like last night where it's on ESPN Plus Hulu. This is ABC where everyone can see the Panthers are losers of three in a row. You'd like to put on a good performance in front of the entire country. Watch a little Saturday hockey night in the States on ABC. I just made that name up. Nobody calls it that. The Panthers right now, have they lost three in a row? They are 94 points, 3 points back of first place Boston. But the Panthers do have 2 points in two games in hand. Excuse me. The Rangers leading the Metro, 96 points, second overall in the East. So tomorrow night, Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena, even though they never win basketball championships there. Panthers at Rangers? That's a big game. No. All right. Sunday, 6 p.m., Bally Sports Florida. Back-to-back, Florida Panthers at the Philadelphia Flyers. The Flyers right now, third in the Metro, so they're a playoff team right now. But they're in a dogfight because if they were to drop out of that third spot in the Metro, they're only 4 points ahead of Washington. And then they're also only 1 point ahead of the second wildcard seed, that being Detroit. So Philadelphia needs all of these points the rest of the way. They only have 12 games left to play. The Panthers only have 13 left to play. And the Panthers want to make sure they stay at least second in the Atlantic. Right now they're 7 up on Toronto, so they're in really good shape there. Will the Panthers be looking for back-to-back wins? I don't know. We'll have to see. Panthers at Flyers? That's a big game. And finally, I got one more for you, Astro. One more. Sunday, 6 p.m., Bally Sports Sun. The Cleveland Cavaliers at your Miami Heat. Now, the Heat won in Cleveland a couple nights ago. Donovan Mitchell is likely still out. Now, the Cavs are going to have to get that ass kicked here in Miami on Sunday. Will the Heat also be coming off a win against the Pelicans tonight? I think they will. But I don't know for sure because that's in the future. And I can't tell the future. But what I can tell you is Cavaliers at Heat, that's a big game. And that right there is another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. Yes. All right, you guys know what time it is. Like I said, we didn't get around to it yesterday. I was very busy. I don't know what to tell you. So let's do some mailbag questions today. All right, here we go. Let's see. Here's what we got. All right, let's start things out with my man, Giovanni. Good morning, Zaslo. What would a WWE March Madness tournament look like? Who would you see as the 1 versus 16 seeds? Who would be the Cinderella that goes on a run? Wow, this is a great question. It is obviously not something that I can answer right off the top of my head. I want to do it justice. So I think maybe, excuse me, I will sit down. I will come up with a bracket. I don't know if we'll do 64. We'll do at least 32. Maybe we'll do 64. I don't know. But I want to do that question right. So I will sit down and I will put something together for you. Excellent job there, Giovanni. Next question here. This from Luke. Luke always sends in questions. Zaslo, what are your thoughts on TNA wrestling? TNA's fun. Like, I don't watch it regularly. We went to TNA when it was down here, I think a year and a half ago. Had a great time. I know Ash by Elegance, who is, you know, used to be Dana Brooke. She's there. Dolph is doing some stuff with them as well. Nick Nemeth, right? Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer. Yeah, TNA's cool, man. Like Steve Macklin, Josh Alexander. Like, I'm aware of all the big parties, you know? I don't watch on a regular basis or anything like that. But I know what's going on for the most part. I think TNA Impact is pretty good. All right, Nick Tex asks, Zaslo, having grown up in South Florida and gone to school at UF, who do you root for when the Canes and Gators play each other? Excellent question, Nick. Now, I've already told you this. I'm a Canes fan my entire life growing up here. And then just because I go to the University of Florida doesn't mean all of a sudden I stop being a Hurricanes fan. Now, part of that is because the Hurricanes, and we know this, are treated like a professional team here. Now, I love my school. I love the University of Florida. But I always want the Hurricanes to do well. And I think the easiest way for me to answer this is, I need what's best for business. And we don't talk about the Florida Gators here on this show because we're in Miami. We're in South Florida. We'll talk about the Hurricanes. I love the Hurricanes. You guys love the Hurricanes. And what's best for business is the Hurricanes being successful. So with that said, if the Canes are playing the Gators, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to root for the Hurricanes there. Because that's what you all guys want. And that's what's best for business. All right, next question. This is from Saul. Saul asks, Zaslow, to a contract guessing game, over or under $60 million per year? I'm going to go under. I think he's going to get a lot of money. I think everyone who's in the Tua, you know, the side of Tua that doesn't think they should give him a ton of money, I think no matter what they give him, they're going to be angry with. I think they're especially going to be angry with it because they didn't keep Christian Wilkins and they've gotten rid of some other guys. Even though I think overall the Dolphins have done, you know, considering their limitations, I think the Dolphins have had a really nice offseason, actually. I freaked out just like the rest of you at the beginning of last week. But then we got to be a little bit patient. I think the Dolphins and Chris Peer have actually done a really nice job. I think their defense is going to be better this year than it was last year. They still have a hole to fill with Christian Wilkins. But whatever Tua winds up getting, you're going to have people angry because they're going to say or think, they may be right, that we got rid of these guys so that we can give Tua all of this money. I think it'll be under 60, but not by much. And Saul also says, Zaslow, best mania of all time this century. All right, so this century we're going, I guess, the last, if we're going 24 years ago, we're talking going back to WrestleMania 16, right? All right, well, I feel like everybody knows WrestleMania 17, which was, main event was Rock and Stone Cold, right? That was when Stone Cold turned on, well, when Stone Cold became a heel and he aligned himself with Mr. McMahon at the end. That was considered, was it 17 or 18? 18 was Rock versus Hogan. It's either 17 or 18 that everyone regards as maybe the best WrestleMania of all time. Yeah, WrestleMania 17, I believe, is the one. Stone Cold, he beat The Rock, like I said at the end. He aligned himself with Mr. McMahon. Undertaker and Triple H. You had tables, ladders, and chairs. Edge and Christian. Dudley Boys, Hardy Boys. Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit. You had, remember you had the street fight, Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon. That was a pretty awesome WrestleMania. And I love WrestleMania 31 also, where Seth Rollins cashed in. Brock and Roman was a great main event. You had Sting and Triple H, which I really enjoyed. I liked WrestleMania 31 also, but WrestleMania 17 is probably the one that we're going to go to there. All right, Steve says, Zaslow, how are they going to get Chad Gable into the Intercontinental Championship match to make it a fatal three-way? I would say they're not going to. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's Sami Zayn versus Gunther. I know Gunther is a large betting favorite. I think Sami's going to win. I don't think it's going to be Chad Gable. And Chad Gable was my pick. Sami Zayn was my pick to win that gauntlet match, too. I was not surprised when he won. And finally here, got one more for you. This is from, this is from Eazy-E Machine. He says, Kong versus Godzilla, the new empire, only a week away. Are you excited? I'm not going to say that I'm excited for it, but I am going to see it that weekend. My younger son, Jordan, loves the Godzilla movies. We rewatched one of the Godzilla movies a couple days ago, actually, and he's already asked me to get tickets for it. So I don't know if I'm going to go excited, but yeah, I'm definitely going to see it. I'm into it for the most part. And that right there is another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag. All right, very good. So you know what else? Speaking of wrestling, huge pro wrestling fan and one of our great sponsors on my wrestling podcast, It's Still Real to Me. He is your trusted real estate broker, Matthew H. Mashler, Signature Real Estate Finder. You know, South Florida is enormous. There's so many great homes out there. Do you know where to get the best deal, though? Do you know where, when you're thinking about getting a new home, do you know where to go to make sure the process is smooth and seamless? Well, if you're looking for your dream home anywhere in beautiful South Florida, look no further than Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker. Signature Real Estate Finder. RealEstateFinder.com or call Matthew today, 561-208-3334. Matthew will make sure you get the best deal possible. He knows the area, the schools, the neighborhood. Going to make sure that everything goes smooth. If you're just looking to sell one of your current properties, call Matthew H. Mashler today, 561-208-3334. Maybe you're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I'm actually already in the real estate business. I want to take my career to the next level. Well, join the Signature Team. Matthew is always looking for people to join his team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in the entire state of Florida. And with offices all throughout the state, including Delray, Parkland, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, and more, the Signature Team is where you want to be. So, whether you're buying your dream home, or you're selling a property, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, contact Matthew H. Mashler today, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. So I told you guys, we haven't done it in a while. There's a lot of good stuff out there. Let's do Big Movie or Not a Big Movie. That's right. Big Movie or Not a Big Movie. We got a bunch of movies here going on that I've yet to see that I'm dying to get to. So that's why we're going to bring it back. Now, this one here, we'll start things off with, I've not heard this. This movie is called, I've seen the trailer for this. It's weird. This is called Late Night with the Devil. All right. It's rated R. It's got violent content, a sexual reference, some gore, and language. It's a horror movie, all right? It's out in theaters today. It stars David Desmalchian. Now, he's one of those guys who, he's in a ton of movies. You don't know him by name, but if you saw his face, like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. Well, he's starring in this movie. Johnny Carson rival Jack Delroy hosts a syndicated talk show, Night Owls, that has long been a trusted companion to insomniacs around the country. However, ratings for the show have plummeted since the tragic death of Jack's beloved wife. Desperate to turn his fortunes around, on October 31st, 1977, Jack plans a Halloween special like no other. Unaware, he is about to unleash evil into the living rooms of America. Late Night with the Devil. Rotten Tomatoes Media Score. Certified Fresh 97%. Audience Score 86%. This movie looks weird as hell. I like the sound of it. Late Night with the Devil. That's a big movie. Big movie or not a big movie? This one is called Immaculate. It is rated R. It's got some language. It's got nudity. It's got grisly images. It's got strong violent content. It's a horror movie. It's an A24 movie, which they're that small production company. I like their movies, all right? It stars Sydney Sweeney, who, by the way, I mean, is just a knockout. You know, she's become a big star lately. Here's what it's about. Sydney Sweeney stars as Cecilia, an American nun embarking on a new journey in a remote convent in the picturesque Italian countryside. Cecilia's warm welcome quickly devolves into a nightmare as it becomes clear her new home harbors a sinister secret and unspeakable horrors. Immaculate. Rotten Tomatoes Media Score, 77%. No audience score yet, as it's just out in theaters today. Immaculate. I'm gonna go big movie. I mean, I'll watch anything with Sydney Sweeney these days. But this movie looks creepy as hell. I like these kind of movies. Next up, this movie is called Roadhouse. Roadhouse is available now on Prime Video. It is rated R. It is an action movie. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal and also makes the on-screen debut of Conor McGregor in this adrenaline-fueled reimagining of the 80s cult classic. Ex-UFC fighter Dalton, played by Gyllenhaal, has a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys roadhouse, only to discover that this paradise is not all it seems. Roadhouse, Rotten Tomatoes Media Score 66%, audience score 61%. Roadhouse, that's a big movie. I will definitely see this. It looks fun, and it's available here at home. Finally, I got one more for you guys, one more. This movie is called Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It is rated PG-13. It's got supernatural action. It's got suggestive references and language. It's a comedy. It is out in theaters today. It stars Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon and Finn Wolfhard And it has the original cast of Ghostbusters, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, Dan Aykroyd. Here's what it's about. In Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the Spangler family returns to where it all started, the iconic New York City firehouse, to team up with the original Ghostbusters, who developed a top-secret research lab busting ghosts to the next level. But when the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second Ice Age. Now, I have some reservations about this movie because it looks unrealistic to have the OG Ghostbusters in a ton of the movie. You know, in the last one, Ghostbusters Afterlife, that movie's awesome, and they're only in it at the end. I'm not sure I want them in this one too much, so I'm a little bit skeptical. Rotten Tomatoes media score, 44%, so below average. But, most importantly, Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 86%. Overall, I'm very excited about this movie. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, that's a big movie. And that right there is another edition of Big Movie or Not a Big Movie. Okay, how about that? So we got a lot going on here today, all right? We got the movies this weekend. Make sure, of course, that you keep up with everything in the tournament. Make sure you listen to me tonight hosting Game Night on ESPN Radio at 10 p.m. alongside Q Myers. He's live from Studio Q. I'm right here in the Zaslow Mansion Studios in the Zaslow Mansion Master Bedroom. You know how we do it here, just a few feet away from where all the magic happens. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals on all the local sports apparel that you're looking for. And that's Caneswear. Caneswear in Davie. Everybody knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes items in tow. But did you know they carry an amazing selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams? Where do you think I get my Panthers gear? You can get your Miami Heat, your Dolphins, your Inter Miami gear. Men, women, kids, you could dress up your pet in Miami Heat gear. Whatever you want to do. It's not up to me. No matter which South Florida team you root for, Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop, and you can shop right now online. Stop what you're doing. Caneswear.com or go in person. It's a new location, but it's the same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. 2655 South University Drive, or go right now, Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fan shop, where you get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about this? All right. Goldberg, former WCW, former WWE star. I am so over Goldberg. He is such a bitter old man. He was on some kind of podcast here, and here he's telling you how he's essentially upset with the way WWE treated him, and he also manages to diss Asuka.
Well, a girl beat my winning streak.
What's that? A girl what?
Beat my undefeated streak.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's the story there?
Yeah, I can't even remember. Asuka is her name, some Japanese girl. And they touted her as being the one to have the longest winning streak. And it just so happened that culminated when I got there, right? And then it just so happened that every single wrestler uses the spear in their moves, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Pretty ironic that happened when I got there, right? So that's how they do.
Did something happen when you got there that you think caused the rub, where they wanted to change the storyline? Was there one thing, or do you think it was just kind of...
No, the fact that I didn't get along with Paul Levesque, which is Vince's son-in-law, I think had everything to do with it.
Now, obviously, that's not a wrestling podcast, but Goldberg, go the fuck away. I am so... Asuka, get the hell out of here. I'm so done with you. This is not a big deal. Nobody should pay attention to Goldberg anymore. Big deal or not a big deal? So after Oakland's shocking upset win yesterday over Kentucky, after hitting 10 threes off the bench, here's Jack Golke post-game.
Obviously, we come in, we're the underdog by all measures, but you just got to, as a player, you can't think that way. You got to go out there and you got to think that you have the same talent level as them. I know they have draft picks, and I know I'm not going to the NBA, but I know on any given night I can compete with those type of guys, and our team can compete with those type of guys. And that's why I was so confident going into it, and that's why I say we're not a Cinderella, because when we play our A game, we can be the best team on the floor.
I'm going big deal, because you know what? I wouldn't be so fast, Jack Golke, to say you know you're not going to the NBA. I'll bet the Miami Heat have their eye on you. I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? After the Kentucky-Oakland game yesterday, the studio crew, Ernie Johnson, Clark Kellogg, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley. Here's Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith talking about the Kentucky loss.
You know, I think, you know, the Kentucky-Oakland game was a dynamic loss in terms of expectations of fans around the country. So that was probably big. But overall,
probably.
Yeah, I mean, hey, but it just keeps going.
Good job, Captain Obvious.
It keeps going.
Captain Obvious over here. That was a dynamic loss by Kentucky, Ernie.
Yes.
Well,
so what
we're
looking for.
I'm going big deal. I mean, look, it just goes to show you, Kenny and Charles, they know hardly anything about the college game. They can still make it entertaining. I'm going big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, we know the Ohtani situation, potential massive scandal. We know that's a big deal. So, FS1, The Herd, Colin Cowherd, let's hear what he thinks about it.
So I grew up in Washington State. Everybody smoked pot. My mailman, my neighbors, my principal. I've never been outraged by cannabis. I smoked it too. I mean, briefly, maybe once or twice.
I'm sorry, I had to bail out of that. I mean, I know he was going to a place where it's like, you know, everything's got to be done in moderation, you know, free will, gambling, you got maniacs doing anything, same thing comes with gambling, you just got to know how to, you know, put a limit on it. I mean, what the hell happened to that? I smoked pot before. A couple times. Like, what the hell happened to that show? He's an all-time great talk show host. That show used to be really good. It's awful. So I'm going not a big deal. That's a terrible show now. What the hell happened there? And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. As always, brought to us by our friends at Caneswear. Everyone knows Caneswear is the best selection, the biggest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. But Caneswear is the spot all Miami sports fans shop. Hats, t-shirts, and more for all your favorite local teams. 2655 South University Drive, or go to Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop, and where you can get all of the big deals. Yes! All right. We did it, everybody. We made it to the weekend. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Listen to me tonight, 10 p.m. on ESPN Radio. I'm on again tomorrow night at 9 p.m., so I hope you guys listen. And I hope you enjoy the tournament the rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 on Monday. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six-packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo, because more is always brewing.